for our next gospel singing group, Voices of Victory, Pentecostal Church of God, take stage. We would like to first draw for our next giveaway this afternoon and bless another one of you. So while the Voices of Victory from Pentecostal Church of God makes their way to the stage and microphones, our next person to be blessed by our next giveaway this afternoon is number 134. If anybody has number 134, you are our next winner. If you are a person of blessing for this giveaway of the afternoon, please go to the table located by the fountain and show your blessing number. Again, it's 134 to claim your free love gift. This love gift was generously provided by Kenny Osborne, group leader, and in his album, CD album, Mama's Prayer. The Voice of Victory comes to us from the Pentecostal Church of God on Cook Road here in Nashville, Ohio. We all love the Lord and love to work for Him in any way that pleases God. Let's make them welcome here. They are the Voices of Victory.
Check one. Is there any monitor on it?
You sound good.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
I wandered so aimlessly, my fear was sin.
So happy, no. somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
Hold on to.
Like we have.
Nobody's written but your own.
When I stand on that great judgment morning,
I'm
business will make you satisfied, I'll tell you. We got Barry Schaefer back here on the bass. He's gonna sing Winding Low.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done?
heard my mama's prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, he answered with love. And God sent down his angel from the heavens above. He heard my mama's prayer.
Dog puppy raiser Linda DiCarlo, her future leader dog puppy in training Kelsey, and leader dog handler Lori Dent, her leader dog gift. Take the stage you would like to. First draw for our next giveaway this afternoon, unless another one of you. So while leader dog puppy raiser Linda DiCarlo and her future leader dog puppy in training Kelsey, and leader dog handler Lori Dent, her leader dog gift, makes their way to the stage and microphones, our next person to be blessed by our next giveaway this afternoon is. Anybody have number 125? All right, we have a winner over here. You're our person of blessing, number 125. This giveaway this afternoon, please go to the table located by the fountain and show your blessing number to claim your free love gift. This love gift is generously provided by Danny Miller of Pennsylvania and is a stuffed animal, golden retriever, leader dog puppy in training. Bought at the Leader Dogs for the Flying Gift Shop. Founded in 1939, Leader Dogs for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that provides dog guides for people who happen to be blind or visually inconvenienced. Receiving a dog guide is a life-changing event that opens the doors to independence, safety, and self-worth to individuals with low or no sight at all. Becoming a working leader dog is perhaps the most difficult career a service dog can achieve. Complete training takes almost 2 years and begins with volunteer puppy raisers. The responsibility of a puppy raiser is to socialize and teach future leader dog pups some of the skills they will need to become successful leader dogs. Training starts when the pups are 7 weeks old and they remain with the raiser for approximately 1 year. During this year, volunteer puppy raisers are responsible for all expenses incurred, including veterinarian, dog food supplies, and travel to and from the school. Thanks to volunteers and donations from the community, leader dogs are provided free of charge to those who happen to be blind or visually inconvenienced. Here to talk to us today about the puppy raising program at Leader Dogs for the Blind is leader dog puppy raiser Linda DiCarlo and her future leader dog puppy in training, Kelsey and leader dog handler Lori Dent and her leader dog gift.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind, we'd like to thank you for attending this gospel concert as a benefit for the Leader Dog program. As was mentioned, Leader Dogs for the Blind is a nonprofit organization, and they provide leader dogs to the blind and visually inconvenienced at no cost. There's a school in Michigan, where Leader Dogs is, Rochester, Michigan, and at the school, they have a dormitory And they have a training center, and they will pay for a blind person's travel to and from the school. They will stay at the school and be boarded and food and training classes for about a month. And they work every day with the trainers at Leader Dogs and their new dogs before they are released to go home and be safe out in the world. So where this all begins is with our puppies. Leader Dogs has their own stock of mommy and daddies. These are dogs that have been physically and temperamentally superior in their breeding. And these are the mommies and daddies that provide the most successful guide dogs for Leader Dogs. As a litter is born, they are in a home that is also a volunteer position where a family would take one of our mommies and have the puppies at their home and keep them for about 6 weeks and help the mommy get through delivery and raising. And at that point, after 6 weeks, they are returned to Leader Dogs. They go through a physical training program there, and then about a week later, they are released to people like myself, who are volunteer puppy raisers. So we get our puppies at about seven to eight weeks old. And some of the things that we need to teach them is, of course, puppy training, basic obedience, housebreaking, and socializing. So that when these dogs are ready to start working with the person, they are already going to have some of these skills in place. So that the blind person does not have to worry about how their dog is going to behave in public. They simply have to concentrate on how they're going to get from point A to point B with the help of their guide dog. So some of the things that we do to prepare these dogs to become successful guide dogs will be demonstrated when we're done with this presentation over at our obstacle course, where we see Ken and Truman successfully making it through. Let's give them a hand for that. Truman did not run him into the pole. Some of the things that as sighted people we take for granted are really very huge obstacles for people who cannot see. And they may be walking down a sidewalk, and of course little kids leave their bikes in the sidewalk, garbage cans, any kind of low branches that may be hanging. Our dogs are trained to detect these things as a possible problem and alert their handler and either stop, let their handler figure out what's going on, or just simply take them around it if they think that they can do that safely. One of the other big things that is a challenge for a blind person with a guide dog is, of course, crossing a street, a busy intersection, where you or I could just stand there and wait for the traffic light and know that it's our turn to cross. A blind person doesn't have that convenience. So what's happening usually at a traffic intersection is a blind person is going to be listening for traffic patterns. So if they're standing at a four-way cross with their dog, they are listening for which way the traffic is coming. Is it coming from their left or right? Is it coming from in front of them or behind them? So they're listening when they are ready, when they feel that it is time and it is safe, that the traffic is in their favor, that it's time to cross the street, they will ask their dog to take them across the street. If the dog agrees with that and feels that it is safe and doesn't see any vehicles that could be a threat, they will cross the street. If the dog does not agree with that, they are taught what we call, what is it, Rick? Intelligent disobedience. That's when our dogs make decisions that are better for us than we ask them to do in our commands. So what a dog will do is think to itself, okay, this guy is not going to stop. He's going to turn right on red. He's not going to care that we're standing there in the intersection. And the dog will either refuse to move, or he might even turn his body in front of his handler to touch their legs so that the handler understands something's going on. Now, the smart handlers will say, okay, I have to listen to my dog. It takes a little bit of practice to actually get to the point where you trust your dog. And so they will start all over again with listening to traffic patterns. When they feel it's safe, they will tell their dog forward. If the dog agrees, they will go forward and cross the street safely. So that's just a little thing that we sometimes take for granted. When we have to stand at a four-way walk and wait and wait and wait, think about what it would be like if you couldn't see what was going on in front of you. And maybe your patience will grow a little bit there. So after the year that I've had my puppy, the leader dog school gives me an exact day and time that they want their puppy returned. And we go to leader dogs and they go through what we call a standard evaluation testing, where the dogs will be put through a 15-point course just to kind of get an idea where they're at in their training and see if they have in fact learned the things that they've needed to learn in their first year of puppy raising. At that point, the school will take the dogs in. A couple weeks later, within a week, they will go through a complete physical. If they are physically fit and they don't show any signs of potential problems, then they will begin their training program at Leader Dogs. And the dogs train for approximately 4 to 6 months with the trainers at Leader Dog before they are assigned to a blind person. So it could be 2 years or better before a dog is actually ready to work. And this is a very important job for a dog, so we don't want to put them out there too soon. They actually do have someone's life in their hands, and so we don't want to take any chances on having a dog go out before it is properly prepared. So that's the overview of how Leader Dogs works, things that it takes to get these dogs out into the hands of blind people to enrich their lives and have their safety and mobility and companionship, and also they are very well suited to be confidence builders. It's quite scary sometimes to be out there when you are in an unfamiliar place and be totally alone. If you have a dog at your side, sometimes it makes it a little easier. So again, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today. Leader Dogs for the Blind appreciate it. Puppy raisers appreciate it. Our handlers here appreciate it. And thank God you're all here. Bye-bye. Again, if you'd like to come and watch us do work the obstacle course over here, we can give you a little better picture of what the dogs are trained and why they're trained to do the things they do. Peacefully.